Lagos State Police spokesperson Major Elijah Mabormakwaj says the violence started when a young man from one community eloped with a young woman from a neighboring community. He says young men from the woman's community attacked the other community, leading to a shootout.
Fighting erupted between youths of Manuer and Gak section. Both are from Akam community of Rumbek North County, and the motive that triggered the fighting was the girl elopement. The Faran immediately decided to launch accuse somebody who is engaging the girl before all this time. And immediately they took attack. They took their campaign and they went and attacked that particular clan, and fighting took place.
Makwai says state officials sent police to Malek to put an end to the fighting.
The government of Lagos State managed to intervene. Up to now, our forces are in that cattle camps. They were deployed and investigation is going on. Even other government officials are also in the cattle camp currently, and people are investigating.
Police arrested several suspects in connection with the incident, said Major Makwaj.
The first accused is apprehended. He is with police personnel in the cattle camp currently. Other person was also accused in Rumbek town here, and is a student. He's also being apprehended yesterday. He's currently under arrest.
Lagos State Acting Information Minister William Koji Kirjok says those arrested are the relatives of the girl because they started the fight. Makwai says police are also looking for the young woman who reportedly eloped. He says relatives of those who were wounded in the firefight are hiding them rather than transporting them to the hospital for fear that they would be arrested or attacked.
Those who were involved in this incident has to be arrested. The mother, the father of this lady, plus those who were involved in the marriages, and then why the lady tried to disappear wherever she is now is not yet confirmed.
Kirjok says the state government will not tolerate intercommunal violence.
This killing will not continue to tolerate, because you remember, you know, the issue of girl here, people took it abruptly, it is always there. But since it has reached that level, government will take further the measures for the same thing not to repeat or not happen.
Since the appointment of General Tweny Mabor as governor last year, Lagos State has seen a significant drop in intercommunal violence, which had been rampant in the area. For VOA News, William Sande Mabor in Rumbek, Lagos State.